Sows, cows, plows. Heck, anything connected to farming's on the menu here. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
It is time again for Checkoff Chat, brought to you courtesy of Your Beef Checkoff Dollars, facilitated through the Wisconsin Beef Council online, beeftips.com, and of course, Wisconsin Beef Council on social media, and also our partnership with the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association, a proud sponsor of Checkoff Chats. Visit equitycoop.com for all your livestock marketing needs. Busy time of the year. In studio with us today is Tammy Vossen, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council, and we want to remind people right off the top, on now, Wisconsin Farm Technology Days in Eau Claire County, and your entire crew is going to be up there, huh?
We will be. We're really looking forward to seeing folks. We'll be located in the beef tent again at Farm Technology Days, and we'll have some fun activities there. Folks can stop by and learn more about the checkoff program and how it works here in Wisconsin and nationally, as well as we're going to have our beef jerky bar there where you can make a trail mix out of beef jerky. So looking forward to seeing everybody in Eau Claire County.
Remember, that is on until Thursday afternoon, so check it out if you're headed up to Eau Claire County. Meanwhile, the goal of trying to educate Wisconsin consumers about Wisconsin's beef industry continues. And Tammy, we want to focus in on a couple efforts. First of all, we've just gotten some of the results now that the school year is concluded of Beef in the Classroom, an outreach effort for beef producers into those classrooms in a lot of different ways. It's kind of cool how you guys use materials and product to reach those students. What did we do in the adjusted calendar year?
It was definitely a different year for our schools across the state, but our teachers, again, showed great interest in bringing beef into their classroom, and the comments that we continue to get back have been so favorable towards the program. So basically, we offer a grant for high school family and consumer science classes, as well as agriculture classes, to go out, purchase beef, and bring it into the school. That allows those students in those classes to have a hands-on opportunity to learn about the various cuts of beef, how to prepare it, the nutrient values that beef can bring to the diet, as well as just storage and preparation tips. So we reached nearly 6,000 Wisconsin students across the state here this past year, and had 93 different grant applications from our teachers. So we had that great interest. The feedback from the teachers was, all over the board in terms of support. And of course, we know that they've got tight budgets to operate on. And many of them come back and say that this opportunity allows them to purchase beef and have it for those kids to try in the classroom.
And it is the time of their lives when you can make an impression, help maybe demystify meat and beef specifically for those kids. It's not the only effort as far as reaching youth and coordinating with promotion this summer. Let's also talk about what people can look forward to at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Yes, though, Wisconsin Beef Council, through the Beef Checkoff Program, is again sponsoring the Wisconsin 4-H Foundation's Meat Products Auction. This is one of the highlight opportunities at Wisconsin State Fair to support and highlight the proud tradition of meats that we have here within our state. As a part of our sponsorship through the 4-H Foundation, they are actually running kind of a summer-long campaign through social media, really to help elevate efforts and reach new consumers about beef. So in the month of June, they really did a lot of featuring of beef recipes on their social media pages. But now here in July, folks have had the opportunity to nominate a 4-H beef exhibitor, or even if they don't exhibit their animals, a youth who's engaged in the 4-H beef project. And so we've collected a number of nominations here over the last week and a half, and now everybody has the opportunity to come in and vote for those young people who are doing such a great job in learning about beef production, as well as showcasing their animals to consumers.
Excellent. Now, how can we make our vote count? Again, Tammy Vossen in studio with us. She's the executive director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. And that date, if you're wondering when the meat products auction will be happening, it happens Tuesday, August 10th at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. Again, it's in the afternoon with a reception. It will be in one of the pavilions there. And it's an excellent opportunity to, as Tammy said, gather together with others that are so respectful of what's happening with our meat processing industry. How can we get voting for those beef exhibitors now?
Right. So all you need to do is to go to the Wisconsin 4-H Foundation's Facebook page. And from there, you'll see all of the youth who have been nominated, a picture of them, perhaps with their animal or being engaged some other way in their project. And then all you have to do to vote for them is to like the individual who you'd like to submit your vote for. And so they've got some fun prizes from the 4-H Foundation that each of these exhibitors is going to be eligible for to receive. But we just really look forward to highlighting those young people who are raising quality beef for us as consumers.
Will they be telling a story about their projects, about what they do?
It's really just it's a brief nomination that they all had to fill out. And so each one, of course, will have a bit of a caption about the project that individual is working on.
And then will that be presented the night of the auction?
Gosh, that's a good question, but well, we really should do that.
We would guess that we'd at least have a chance to visit with some of the winners. I'll look forward to that. Again, the annual Governor's Blue Ribbon Meat Products Auction at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. That's Tuesday, August 10th. I believe the reception starts at around 5:30. I'll keep you posted on more details there. Again, as always, details available about where your checkoff dollars are going at beeftips.com, Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. What else has your staff been up to? I mean, it doesn't stop. Really, for you guys, Tammy, there's working ahead on what's going to be happening at State Fair Park and trying to coordinate efforts there. Just give us a little sense of other things that are in the works we'll be talking about in the future.
Yeah, well, we certainly encourage all of your listeners to go to both our Facebook and Instagram pages right now, because we are giving away a Pit Boss smoker during the month of July to anyone who likes both Facebook and Instagram and then tags their number one griller on those pages. So we are so excited to be able to have that as an opportunity for our consumers here during the month of July. And of course, featuring a lot of grilling recipes during July, Angie in the month of August is going to be talking about smoking on the grill with beef through her monthly TV segments. So if you're interested in dabbling into that a little bit more, she's got some great opportunities there to learn more about smoking.
I know I've been on the beeftips.com website. The recipes are fantastic. And if you're looking for a little change up, I was frustrated at what am I going to do with hamburger again? We've got, because we bought livestock at all the livestock expos last year. Now it's the frustration of what am I going to do with hamburger again? That's the kind of place where you want to go if you want to put a little twist on something or haven't thought about something different with that round steak or with that hamburger or what have you. Beeftips.com's got some fantastic recipes. And also, just real quick, let's remind them, that's also a place where we can visually get the story on some of our Wisconsin beef producers. Always want to remind them, if you still want to stay connected with where your food comes from and the producers that are out there in Wisconsin doing it, that's another piece of information there.
It surely is. We continue to feature a number of different farmers across the state so that we can continue to make that connection between farm and consumer and just the different practices that they're doing each and every day to ensure that we've got quality, nutritious beef available at the store. And I might just throw in that we do have a number of beef quality assurance certification trainings starting here in July, but continuing throughout the end of the year. But you can also find information on where beef farmers can get registered and attend those in-person certification meetings on our website.
Yeah, and that's basically something that all beef producers should be already engaged in. It's kind of a mandatory situation if you're marketing livestock for a lot of our associations here in Wisconsin. Tammy Vossen in studio with us, again, talking all about your beef checkoff dollars at work, research, education, and promotion of that great product that you are growing every day on our Wisconsin farms. Beeftips.com, Wisconsin Beef Company. Council on social media. And don't forget, also, the Checkoff Chat's brought to you courtesy of our friends from the Equity Cooperative Livestock Association. You can check out their website, equitycoop.com, for all your livestock marketing needs. And we know that we'll be seeing those folks from Equity at many of our county fair and state fair activities. That is your Checkoff Chats, featuring Tammy Vossen from the Wisconsin Beef Council.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.